From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The G7 meetings in Brussels are wrapping up with the leaders of the world's biggest industrial countries warning Russia they'll impose broad economic sanctions if Moscow continues its destabilizing actions in Ukraine. The two-day meetings covered a number of issues, including the global economy and climate change, but the Ukrainian crisis continues to top the international foreign affairs agenda due to increasing violence in the country. G7 summit leaders say Russian President Vladimir Putin should recognize newly elected Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and engage in talks to find peace. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will judge Mr. Putin by what he does and not what he says.
We can't simply allow drift. The mere fact that some of the Russian soldiers have moved back off the border and that Russia is now destabilizing Ukraine through surrogates rather than overtly and explicitly does not mean that we can afford 3 months or 4 months or 6 months of continued violence and conflict in eastern Ukraine.
President Obama has also defended his decision to free five Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in exchange for one American soldier, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. The president was speaking in Europe, where his trip has been dogged by controversy over the decision. Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Flanked by British Prime Minister David Cameron, the president dismissed the hoopla over Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's release as politically manufactured.
I'm never surprised by controversies that are whipped up in Washington, right? That's par for the course.
But here in Washington, he continues to face questions from lawmakers about the exchange and why Congress was not given the legally required 30 days notice that the so-called Gitmo 5 would go free. The president again cited Sergeant Bergdahl's health as the reason for his rapid decision and said he would make no apologies for it. Simon Marks, Washington.
A manhunt is underway in Canada for a suspect who shot and killed three police officers in the city of Moncton. Two other Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers were injured in the shootout. The city is under lockdown, with civilians urged to stay inside and shut their doors. Police say they are searching for 24-year-old Justin Burke, who they call armed and dangerous. They've released a photo of the suspect dressed in camouflage and carrying weapons, asking for anyone with information about his whereabouts to come forward. Moncton Mayor George LeBlanc told NBC the city is grieving.
This is a terrible loss and a tragedy for the families and for all of us here in the city of Moncton.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. It's the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and veterans in Europe and the U.S. are marking the occasion with memorials and displays. Up to 4,000 Allied soldiers died on the day of the famous beach invasion that turned the tide of World War II. As many as 45 people have been killed in northeastern Nigeria in the latest attack by Boko Haram extremists. It's thought the extremists posed as preachers in order to round up local residents in the Borno state before opening fire. The Islamists' campaign of terror has claimed hundreds of lives in the last week alone. FSN's Africa correspondent Gary Alfonso says the attack is typical of Boko Haram's tactics.
Their modus operandi of attacking villages and rounding up people and first of all spreading some disinformation and misinformation about the exact reason for their presence in that area and trying to create the impression that they are security personnel and then getting people out of their homes and basically shooting them at point blank range.
And the American Secret Service has made a request for software that will automatically detect sarcasm on Twitter. The agency hopes this type of software would enable them to better filter information in real time. Daniel Wrenches has the details.
The Secret Service wants a new software package to include the ability to analyze huge data streams in real time. But there have been several instances of authorities here and in Europe arresting individuals who made sarcastic postings online. Since the Secret Service request for this software was made public, everyone in America has expressed absolute faith that the software will work seamlessly, and civil liberties groups absolute delight at the notion of increased surveillance capabilities. Daniel Wrenches, Washington.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.